ABC Radio Australia.
This next story, it's all about mosquito-borne viruses. If you don't know dengue fever, it could now be a thing of the past in three major Pacific communities. The same program, which eliminated the virus in Australia's far north Queensland, has successfully been rolled out in Suva, Port Vila and Tarawa. Professor Cam Simmons from Monash University's World Mosquito Program told Kyle Evans he no longer expects it to be a public health problem.
We've been working on a bacteria called Wolbachia for many, many years, and some time ago we discovered Wolbachia's fabulous property at stopping mosquitoes from transmitting viruses like dengue and the Zika virus. And our program has been putting that Wolbachia bacteria into mosquito populations in different countries around the world and turning those mosquito populations into what were populations very good at transmitting dengue and turning them into populations of mosquitoes that are no good at transmitting dengue or Zika. And so what our recent work in the Pacific has been showing is that we've been able to successfully deploy Wolbachia into mosquito populations that are responsible for transmitting dengue in Port Vila, in South Tarawa, in Kiribati, in Suva, and Nandi and Lautoka in Fiji. And so our results are showing that Wolbachia has been very successfully established in those populations, and we have every expectation that we will be eliminating dengue as a public health problem in those communities.
Yeah, excellent. So you've targeted those three countries, as you mentioned. How much less of a risk is dengue now in those communities?
Certainly in Vanuatu and Kiribati, no outbreaks since Wolbachia has been established. We continue to work with the Ministry of Health and Medical Services in Fiji to keep tracking the public health outcomes. And so I think we're very happy to say so far so good in the Pacific, and it's really just mirroring results that we've seen elsewhere around the world, including far north Queensland, where this program was implemented in 2011. Dengue's been eliminated from far north Queensland since the program was activated. So we expect our friends in the Pacific to really be joining other communities around the world where dengue's gone as a public health problem because of this program.
Excellent. Now, you mentioned those major centres such as Suva and Port Vila. Do you have a timeline on how long it would take to delete dengue from the countries altogether?
This intervention is probably best suited because it's an environmental intervention targeted at the mosquito. And it's probably the most cost-effective way is focusing on those cities and those big towns in each country. It may not be a very cost-effective intervention in small villages. And so this is not the only answer to the problem of these diseases that we're talking about, but it's, we think, and many others think, it's an important tool in the toolbox, if you like, to control these diseases. But it's not the only answer.
So, yeah, this program's obviously got some runs on the board, like you mentioned, eradicating dengue in far north Queensland and now the success in these three Pacific countries. What's the plan next? Will you target other areas of the Pacific from here?
Yeah, look, so we're excited at what's happening in New Caledonia. And so New Caledonian government has been working with us for the last 5 years, and we're now at a point in which Noumea has had Wolbachia established right across the residential area of Noumea for the last 2 or 3 years. And that is, the New Caledonian government are really driving a national program with Wolbachia. And so we're delighted to see, you know, four important Pacific countries, you know, have this intervention in their toolbox and, you know, preventing outbreaks. We would welcome other countries who are interested in this approach to public health. But we need donor support to make that happen. Dengue, these diseases, mosquito-borne diseases, are neglected and they don't get the sort of funding that you might think they deserve. And so we would welcome interest from other Pacific Island partners, but we need our donor support to make it happen.
And just lastly, are there any specific areas where dengue still is a major problem?
So, you know, dengue rears its head intermittently across the Pacific. That's the history of dengue. And so places like Tonga, Samoa, Cook Islands, recent outbreak a couple of years ago, is quite significant. French Polynesia at the moment. Effectively, all of the Pacific Island countries are at risk of outbreaks. You know, we think this is an important tool in the toolbox, but it sits alongside other existing approaches like mosquito control with insecticides. They're problematic because of resistance in the mosquito populations. They're expensive. You have to use them every year. And so really, everyone's at risk of dengue outbreaks in the Pacific. It's just that some years are quieter than others.